Questions or give comments if you want to, please feel free. I first wanted to thank you for this really very touching and visually rich film. And I thought it was a very, very fine observation on a fine line between dynamics between children, groups, and between children and adults, which can lead to destructive situations. But you always have this fine line that you leave your protagonist and also the audience not alone, and there's always positive parts and hopeful parts. I felt like even in a very balanced way. Was that something that interested you?
Hello. I guess that's. I think it's pretty rough to just have darkness all the time. So of course, it's nice to have light bits as well. But I think for me, I always feel like life is its most rich when it's sort of when you're just coming out of difficult things. So I think you always get that kind of the kind of like happy bit or the light bit on the other side of the dark bits. A casting director said that I can't really remember exactly what he said, but it's something like it's the cracks that let the light through and. I think that's kind of a cool idea.
Thank you. How did he find you?
I didn't know him before. A friend of ours knew Dan and they suggested me to him, and so I thought I might go get the audition.
Went to an audition. And you too?
Well, I didn't know Dan either, but I was already kind of in the acting. I'd been in some ads before, so I decided to give the audition a go as well, and then I met Dan, which was really cool.
And did you read the script, or did he tell you from day to day what to do on the set?
I read the script each night. I learned my parts and the scenes for the next day, and
For me, it was kind of the same, but my mother helped me while I read the script, and she played some of the other characters to help me with the reactions of the character.
I especially want to thank you, both of you, especially for this really great part. Thank you. From your side, not yet. Okay. We can't see a lot from here.
We'll start with this one.
This one? Yes.
First me?
It's for the actors of Adrian and Nicole. I'm here on the right side. thank you for the magnificent acting, and I wanted to ask you, do you feel childhood is also so difficult for you, or how did you empathize with your characters? Was it, you know, do you feel that childhood is so difficult to deal with?
Well, my life isn't as Adrian's. I had my acting coach, Rory, he helped me out a bit on that. He kind of helped me get into, like, sad places and angry places and happy places that, like, Adrian would be in. And, yeah.
For me, it was quite the same. Rory did help me a lot with portraying the character. I guess I found it quite easy to empathize with Nicole because I could imagine what, you know, like having a very problematic and difficult family life feels like, because I have had a few problems, but it's all good now.
What about the scenes in the school? Are you recognizing something of that? I mean, between the boys, what is happening between the boys?
Oh, well, the gang of boys, the bullies. Dan and Holly, they kind of tried to separate me from them for, the gang of boys, like, in between scenes and stuff, they always tried to come out and hang out with me and stuff, but Dan and Hordy kind of get me away to, like, keep me in my character, and because Adrian wouldn't really hang out with the gang of boys and stuff, and, yeah.
There's another question.
A very simple question. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
I'm 11.
There. This is a question for all three of you. And first off, thank you for breaking my heart. and secondly, the emotions at first in terms of writing this script and also or directing it, and also in terms of portraying it, the emotions that you are giving on screen are part of like a really intensely private, secret, vulnerable place that I, in seeing this movie, recalled so vividly in childhood, that I think no matter what your situation, you experience many of those emotions so extremely. How does it feel to see that up here, and all of us are watching it, and you're giving us something so deep and secret that most children, I think, keep to themselves? And I just want to know how that feels for you.
Well, seeing myself on a big screen, like, acting and, like, well, Adrian, I guess he's a really kind of personal person. He's got quite a lot of sad things and hard things happening to him in his life. And I guess it is a bit weird seeing myself in those places on the big screen. And I also get a bit teary-eyed myself a little bit. And
seeing myself up there, it's kind of like scary because I'm just like not used to it. Yeah, it does have a lot of emotions, and it's very deep, and I mean, I can't believe that this guy can actually make me cry. but I think it's really cool that we can give this, you know, this film to you so that you can experience it as well.
But they're answering the question so good, I don't know that I have much more interesting stuff to say, but I'm surprised how personal it is for me. I didn't think it was. I was kind of naive, but thought, oh, I'm making this movie, you know. And then when I saw it at the premiere on Sunday, it was horrible, actually, because it felt like I was kind of spewing myself up on all these people to feel how I feel, and I got a bit sort of weirded out about it. But now I think maybe I thought it was more personal than it actually is, so I think if everyone else can sort of get something out of it, then maybe that's okay.
Why were you deciding to write a script with children as protagonists? Was there it's your first long feature film, right? Have you?
I've made some short films, and they somehow always ended up having children in them, and everyone tells me that maybe by the time I'm 50, I'll be able to make films about grown-ups. And my next film's about a teenage girl, so I'm kind of working my way up. I have this obsession with innocent things, I think there's a kind of endless loss of innocence, and I guess children are very innocent, and I'm interested in the way that kind of society or, I don't know, collective human interaction can sort of damage that innocence. So it seemed like an obvious place to start, I guess.
I have a question, all right?
Hi.
I'm just curious, in a film that that deals with such tender topics and elicits such such real emotion, I'm curious, this is probably for all three of you, if you could speak a bit to the process of collaboration, you know, between all of you that achieved that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other day we got asked this question, and they all said that we just stuck to the script and we didn't do any collaborating, but we totally did, and these kids are super smart, and part of the reason we cast them is because they're really emotionally intelligent. And so as much as possible, if they could bring things to the scenes, that was always really great. But as Damon said before, they aren't the characters, so of course we always kind of stuck to the script. And I think especially for Deimos, because he is emotionally intelligent, but he's really a cool kid, and most kids seem to gravitate towards him. So he had to constantly be trying to put himself in this other place, which wasn't natural for him. But luckily enough, he had that kind of intelligence to sort of be able to empathize with Adrian's situation. And then, like, when we were all the montage stuff, and when we're sort of doing looser scenes, we would always kind of jam them out, and we'd shoot a lot more than what is in the film. I think it's important to collaborate, not only just with the cast, but also with everybody involved in the shoot and everything.
I have a question for you also. I'm right here in the middle, right here. Hi. Thank you for this beautiful film, by the way. Obviously, everybody here is moved by it. I thought that your shot composition was very interesting in the way that you used close-ups, and I was wondering how much you strategized with that on your DP, or, you know, what that process was.
My cinematographer is called Sophia Olsen. She's from Sweden. She's really, really talented, young Swedish photographer. And she's educated at the Danish Film School and is really story-oriented and comes from a really deep kind of European art house background. So she brought a kind of European quality to New Zealand, which I think was really great. The close-ups is kind of something that I gravitate towards, and probably watching it now, I feel like I wish I'd step back a little bit. But I can't. I'm sort of like always wanting to get closer somehow. It feels better for me. But yeah, we talked and talked and talked. We spent his time talking about stuff. But what I found on the features, as opposed to shorts, is that you can't plan everything. So at some point, the machine just kind of takes over, and you end up in this space where you're, where you've kind of talked with everybody a lot about the themes and the, I don't know, the different sort of dynamics of visually and otherwise, and then on the day you just kind of have to sort of trust in your team and go for it and trust in the choices you make in the moment. And we would jam a lot off of the environment, so if the weather was really nice, that would really influence how we were shooting, I think. And off the locations, and also off the scenes, so it's kind of quite organic, I think.
I would like to know about the location. Why did you choose this special spot, place?
The script was originally set in the suburbs. I'm from down south. This is the kind of really far south in New Zealand. And I'm from a rural family. So I was down there a lot anyway with my family, and we were kind of location scouting the whole bottom half of the South Island, just trying to find the right place. And we ended up in this town, and it turns out it's the town where my grandfather is buried, and it's the town where my grandfather grew up, which is just a coincidence. But I think we just, so as you spend more time in that place, you get so used to this sort of kind of thing where everyone is moving into the cities, and the farms are becoming, they're all kind of joining up to become these like mega farms, and so all these little things that used to exist in the old days when there were smaller farms and the towns were really like centers for everybody to go to that serviced all the different kind of farms and had a real community there, are dying. It's all sort of disappearing and schools are closing down, and it just felt, and I guess I was writing the script away from New Zealand, so it just felt kind of like it became more and more important to kind of ground the film in that environment.
Hello, thank you for this great film. I'm curious about if I did really get the film right. Are the parents of Tui the adoptive parents? And are the kids really kidnapped, or is it just a metaphor?
It's just a metaphor.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I think if there are... Oh, yeah.
Hi. I was wondering if you could please explain your rehearsal process a little bit and how it differed between working with children actors and adult actors. Thank you.
We did a lot of rehearsing. Not so much on the scenes. We tried to kind of keep the scenes fresh, so we would do a lot of improvisation, a lot of sketches, and a lot of kind of, this is what's happening here, and you be this, and you be that, and kind of giving them inputs into scenes rather than the actual scenes, but big scenes we did sort of brush on. The coolest thing about working with new talent, and I think that's well, children as well as kind of found new talent in adults, is that they don't have any of this baggage about filmmaking when they come to the set, so they're just really pure and open and really, really, really generous. And that's extremely refreshing, I think. But most importantly, on the set, we had a lot of time for prepping before shooting, so we would have time to kind of run through the scenes and a lot of time for talking, just about what the content of the scene was and where the characters had come from and where they were going. And I mean, I guess that's basic, sort of normal stuff that you do anyway. And then on the big emotional stuff, we spent a lot of time just working either Deimos or Angelina into these emotional places, and we did different stuff like mirroring of emotions or talking about emotions, or even things like shouting at each other to kind of get each other worked up into different places, and also a lot of running around and a lot of games as well. So lots of different stuff, but the most important thing was that we had the trust of each other and the time.
How many days did you shoot?
36.
36. Was it during holidays, or did you get school off?
Yeah, it was shooting through the holidays, but apparently we ended shooting at the end of the holidays, so we broke up and went back to school. But
it was also during school, right?
It was also during school, around the last couple of weeks, there was some holidays.
And it was, we were shooting, like, Deimos and Angelina from Auckland, which is a big city in the north, so they all had to move way, way down south to the sticks for, like, 3 or 4 months. So they were pretty seriously removed from their normal lives. But we were lucky enough that their parents could come down and live with them, so it was at least giving them some sort of a feeling of comfort.
Other questions?
Yeah, the right side of the hall. First of all, I want to express myself about this movie. It's really great camera work, and the acting of children is incredible, emotional, incredible, natural, let's say. And thank you. And big question, I mean, the simple question is the title of the movie, The Weight of the Elephant. What does it mean? Don't understand.
Well, I didn't really, at first I didn't really get the title of the movie. Wasn't it like originally named Of a Boy? Now it was renamed to The Weight of Elephants. I think it kind of meant like the emotion that Adrian is feeling is as heavy as an elephant, I think. Yeah, I'm not totally sure, but...
Maybe you
want... I mean, I think everyone can have their own idea about that. So Deimos' idea is as good as anybody else's, I guess.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to add something, no. Okay. Otherwise, I think if there's no question, we it's late. When are you going back?
Back to New Zealand. Well, we've got about another 7 days or so, 7 or 8, or 6, something like that.
Angelina is going to
Czech Republic tomorrow for 3 days, and I'll come back until the 18th, and then we will leave for France, and then I guess from France we'll go back to New Zealand, but I don't know.
For everybody who wants to send kids into the film, there is a generation screening on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very exciting to have kids in the audience. Thank you, everybody, for coming, especially you, of course, all the way from New Zealand.